Jurors in the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui face another day of grueling testimony from victims of the 9/11 attacks and their families. Testimony from victims is central to the prosecution's argument that Moussaoui should be put to death for his involvement in the attacks. Joining me now to discuss that testimony is NPR's Larry Abramson, who's been covering the trial at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Larry, give us an idea of the kind of testimony that the jury's been listening to since this phase of the trial began last week. I gather it's pretty harrowing.
It has been. There was a man named Lee Hansen who got several calls from his son on 9/11. His son was on board a plane with his wife and daughter, and the son told his father that he'd been on board a plane that had been hijacked, and he was afraid that it was going to be flown into a building. And while the father is listening, the son suddenly says, "Oh my God," several times. And when the father looks over to a television set in a nearby room, he sees a second plane hitting the World Trade Center, and that, of course, was the plane his son was on. Or Mary Ellen Salamone, who told of her regret that she never reached her husband by phone on the day that he died in the World Trade Center, and how painful it is that he died during what she described as a difficult time in what was otherwise a happy marriage. We also heard the voices of those who were caught in the buildings. For example, there was Melissa Doy, who called 911 when she was trapped in her 83rd floor office, and we should warn listeners that some people may find this tape upsetting.
I'm on the 83rd floor.
8695. She has the watch face, says, "Ma'am, how you doing?
Are they going to be able to get somebody up here?"
"Of course, ma'am. We're coming up to you."
"Well, there's no one here yet, and the floor is completely engulfed. We're on the floor, and we can't breathe.
Okay.
And it's very, very, very hot.
That was Melissa Doy, who was in the World Trade Center's South Tower. Larry, that must have been tough for the jury to listen to. What's the point for the prosecution? What are they trying to prove with this kind of tape?
Oh, they're trying to prove that these people were basically tortured before they died, and that's one of the aggravating factors that can help convince jurors that they should put Moussaoui to death. They're also showing the tremendous diversity of the kinds of people who were involved in these disasters. A Muslim man testified yesterday. There had been Black people, white people, Hispanics, young, old, so just to show the tremendous breadth of the impact of this tragedy. And they're trying to give a face to these people so that they don't just become one large number.
And what about the defense? How can it possibly respond to this kind of testimony?
Well, they can't. Defense attorneys say it's very difficult. You can't really interrupt somebody who's testifying about the loss of a loved one. They have raised general objections to the length of the testimony and the number of pictures that are being shown, and the judge has limited that testimony, but we're still going to have about 3 days of these kinds of heartbreaking stories. So, you know, federal rules give a lot of leeway to prosecutors in this area. Defense attorneys don't like it because the testimony is so emotional. They consider it prejudicial. There's only a limited amount that they can do about it. And in this case, we have so many victims. There's going to be a lot of victim testimony.
Will these concerns of the defense come up in any possible appeals?
Well, they could, but a lot of attorneys I spoke with said that they think it's much more likely that attorneys will focus in on the first part of the trial. And you'll remember that's where Moussaoui's link to the 9/11 attack was questioned because, of course, he was in jail when they attacked. Occurred. The jury decided he was still eligible for the death penalty because of his link. But the defense attorneys gave an indication yesterday that they are still going to push upon that issue and possibly appeal it. They subpoenaed Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, who Moussaoui says was supposed to pilot that plane into the White House. Moussaoui says he was his partner, and the defense team obviously wants to ask Richard Reed, "Were you really planning with this guy, or is he just boasting?"
NPR's Larry Abramson, thank you.
Thank you, Renee.